The cock between your legs, pulsing, hardening, mind-numbingly constant in its power. It's no coincidence that so many people have envy for that firm length, that easy lever of pleasure by which you can apply a buzzing, needy, horny thought process to your entire consciousness. Just by stimulating it, just by getting it hot and hard, your thoughts start to dull. The same can be said of others, but with the cock, it's just such a visible firming up, the veins pulsing, your heartbeat palpable through it, whether you're within someone's mouth or hand or between their legs or just rubbing against their thighs. The hardness, the thickness seems to lead your being. After all, it points out in front of you. And the idea of just staring at something arousing, porn or a lover or a fantasy inside your head, and stroking your cock over and over and over again until you're milking every thought out of your own head, spurting it out of that rigid, virile, mindless length. Well, there's an obvious attraction there. In fact, becoming obsessed with your own hard, dripping cock wouldn't be a difficult thing to do. And what if others were too? Imagine being paired with someone who had the same need to be fucked, filled, used, stretched, bred by your big, hard stud cock. The thought fills you up. It actually activates and opens up the true, purposeful need. Someone willing and eager, aching, as focused upon and fixated upon the space between your legs as you are, until your mind becomes synonymous with your cock. And you want to fill. You want to fuck. You want to breed. You want to flood someone with the sign of you, mark them inside and out, that spurting progress toward true connection. It's in you. I know it's in you. I know there's a little wheel in the back of your head that turns and turns and makes your cock get harder, hornier, hotter by the minute. Eventually it will reach a breaking point, a bubbling over, a moment when all of those hidden, concealed, subtle chemical changes in your system, the hormonal arousal, the urge, unite with fantasy, with fetish, with need, and perhaps with the willing offer of a warm, wet place to slip the length that leads you. When you stroke your cock, you feel good, it feels good, you feel good. When you rub your fingers along the bulbous head, explore the underside, touch the muscles. Feel the way your balls draw up under it when you're horny, when you're close. Imagine how someone else would feel fucked and filled, flooded, with your balls tensing, rubbing, wet with juices, needy, because you're fucking deep, hard, thrusting, fulfilling. In that state of mind, wouldn't anyone be lucky to have your big, thick, hard cock inside them? Especially if it feels as weighty as it does now. It's been feeling heavier since I started paying attention to it, hasn't it? Wouldn't it be wonderful if you just were the thoughts of your cock? If you just were the fantasy of that hard, mind-numbing sexual length? That symbol for everything you have that is rutting, primal, achy. The part of you which, when it hears the offer to be allowed to rut and fuck and breed and impregnate and fill and make someone's entire world orbit around your hardened shaft. The part of you that says yes, you are up to the challenge. The challenge your own cock prefers to you. It is innervated and linked to every system in your body. It's wired right into your brain. And it makes that little red primal committee at the back of your mind tell you yes, thrust your hips, run your fingers over your cock, jerk it, stroke it, get lost in it, wonder at it, until your eyes are rolling back, truly rolling back in your head. All you can see is your own shaft, harder, firmer. You know what it's good for, you know its function. It longs to be milked dry of all that waiting, pent up, ball swelling cum. Imagine it swelling in your hand wrapped around it. Feel it, crave it, notice how it can get a little harder if you think about it. If you think about your cock the right way, if you swell it by focusing on it until the head seems to just expand from within. It can get bigger, and the consequences, a little bit of pre-cum usually dribbles out, a glistening sign down the side of it. Visualize a woman captivated by it. She's kneeling, see her. Her hair pulled back in a ponytail out of the way, her lips open, her tongue out. See that particular eager image, and you know your hips will want to thrust. She wants you in her head, in her mouth. She pleads, she begs, she makes desperate signs with her hands. She would use her words, but she dare not close her mouth, because then you might not drive your hard, firm cock into her waiting throat. You need to. She needs you to. It's the perfect match, and the moment those wet lips make contact with the tip, begin to suck, you are all cock. You exist inside that length between your legs, the shaft, the pulling of the musculature, the way that the head just presses against her tongue. She welcomes it into her mouth, sucking her cheeks in, making sure you have a long, smooth, safe, comfortable passage right into the back of her head. She even rises up a little on hands and knees, making sure it's a straight shot as she pushes her head back. Mouth still open, you have her throat to fuck, and she welcomes you. You even see, inside your cock-addled brain, you see the dripping juices on her inner thighs, the way she's trembling like you're trembling, her mouth open, capturing. Capture inside your head the moment of the rut, the moment of fucking, the moment where everything else fades away. All the concerns, all the complications are gone. There is you, your purpose, and someone who is eager, willing, wants it, wants not just to be in contact with a cock, but your rigid, hard length, your incarnation of primal rut and urge. You need to be someone who understands what you can give, what you can do. Think about what you would do if she were sucking, gasping, if her chin were pressed against your balls and you were all the way into her mouth. It's not enough to just sit there. Run your fingers over the back of her head, feel her hair. You don't need to grip, that's amateurish. Run your fingernails along her scalp, make her tingle, make her eyes roll back. So often we think of this first action, this simple thing of sucking, as a submissive act from her to you. Well, if that's the case, you are being trusted to give pleasure as much as receive it. Jut your hips out. Think about your cock. Really think about it. Expand the image in your head. Thrust the tip of your cock against her cheek, against her tongue. Make sure she can feel it, can taste it. Move only slowly while rubbing her scalp with your fingers. Massaging. Making everything else fade away until there's only your cock, the scent, the taste. It's overtaking her. Overwhelming her. The wonderful smile, the watery eyes as she weeps pleasure, pleasure. Sucking harder, tasting you more. Remind her of the virility, the imminence, that everything she does to your length, you feel deep in your head, deep in your body. You feel the way she strokes it with her lips, sucking those soft, pillowy, wonderful lips closed around your shaft, sucking it, leaving little marks, making smacking sounds, swallowing down your leaking pre-cum, letting your brain leak out of it and into her. She's trusting you to give her a good time, to give her pleasure. You see the shivering of her inner thighs as you thrust forcefully, but carefully. It slides so gently down her throat, becoming part of her, merging with her mind, fucking her head, and therefore her brain, and therefore all of her. As your length slides into her mouth, along her silky, wonderful lips, down onto her tongue, taut and hot and softly rubbing the underside, massaging the back muscle. She's even slobbering over your balls a little because you're driving so deep, so complete. If that were you, if that were the world you were making for her, if you do that, then your cock will come into its own, into its fullness, its full virility, and won't it feel a little harder from how turned on you are from turning her on? From the way she just slumps against you, desperately rubbing her throat and tongue over your cock. Hard cock, big cock, filling your head. The way she loves to serve. You love bringing that out in a submissive, wanton, fuckable, breedable, listening presence. Even now, she detaches her lips from your cock slowly, reluctantly, with a pop, turns around, spreads her legs, reaches back, spreads her lips, and welcomes you to what you've wanted, needed, craved.